Well, a man who is focused on the European Union, Dr. Rob Congdon, he always comes along and comes aside of us here on these microphones to give us insight into what's happening there in the European Union. When you're focusing on end-time prophecy, you focus on the Middle East, but you've also got to focus on the European Union, which Rob and I both believe would be at least the infrastructure for the revival of the Roman Empire, and that's why we always have him as a broadcast partner with us. And before I get to actually information coming out of the EU, a special important resignation taking place this week, let me talk to you about what the Brits are saying. They fear chemical catastrophe could happen if Bashar Assad there in Syria is taken out of office. Any report in sight as far as that report is concerned?
Well, I think it's very important in terms of both the Middle East, but in terms of Europe. British foreign intelligence services have been really digging in and have studied and believe there are some vast stockpiles of weapons of chemical warfare use in Syria. What they have noted in Britain, and this is the concern, is that many groups from both the Middle East, down from Africa and from Europe, have started coming and, like a magnet, being drawn to Syria. And these groups, in many cases, have ties to Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. What Britain's top counterintelligence people feel is that Syria has become this magnet for Al-Qaeda fighters, and for the first time in history has brought those fighters and those strong pulling together of the groups toward Europe, is their term. In other words, they're seeing Europe as kind of the funnel that could then direct all these groups into Europe proper. And so what they're afraid is that if Assad's overthrown, these groups will obtain these chemical weapons and will bring it potentially to Europe. Now it's like at their back door. Furthermore, they've pointed out that both sides have been accused of using chemical warfare. So that gives a new fear to Europe, because it says these are people that don't hesitate to use chemical warfare, whereas in the past, Europe has always seen war, and certainly in Europe, as being typical standard-type weapons, not chemical warfare. So their fear is Al-Qaeda and other groups are being funneled into Syria, will overflow into Britain, to Europe, and they will bring with them a new type of warfare that Europe has never felt the threat from. Certainly not since World War I. Fears are great over what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got to factor in as well, when you look at the opposition to Bashar Assad, there's two segments of that as well. You have the Islamists, and then you have the Free Syrian Army. And then just recently, one of the leaders of the Free Syrian Army was killed by the Islamic segment of that opposition. So there's infighting going on there. Now that needs to be watched as well. Well, I've got to ask you, there was a resignation by the Prime Minister of Luxembourg, Jean-Claude Juncker. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Well, I'm not real good at French, but it would be Jean-Claude Juncker.
Oh, see. No, that's
that
Spanish.
Sound good? Well, he's been Prime Minister of Luxembourg.
Yeah, well, talk to me about this. How significant is this? I remember you using his name in connection with actually the beginnings of the European Common Market many years ago, and what we see is the EU today.
Yes, I've often said that he is one of the most important people in the European Union. Luxembourg is a very tiny nation, but the reality is Luxembourg is really the heart in many ways of the European Union. Brussels and Strasbourg, the two so-called capitals of the European Union, their people often retreat on the weekends to Luxembourg where they live. So Luxembourg is a key EU state, and the fact that Juncker has been Prime Minister of Luxembourg, he has really been involved in the European Union really since the some of the early treaties were signed and the formation of the Eurozone. So he's been involved financially in the financial aspects of the European Union, because Luxembourg is a key financial center. He has been well known when he speaks. Everybody stops and listens to him because of his influence. He was one who was considered as a candidate to be president instead of Van Rompuy. He didn't achieve that goal. That was something he certainly wanted to. But his influence is great throughout Europe.
Could he be one of those that they would consider for this super presidency that you and I have talked about for the European Union?
Well, he certainly would have been on track for it. He's well known in Europe. Juncker definitely his goal is to become first a commissioner in the European Union and then ultimately the president. And he's the type of man that would like to see all the powers of the EU sort of come under one man, because he is totally dedicated to the EU and the idea that the single united Europe is the way to go. So he's not out. He's not gone. This is merely a political issue back home. But throughout Europe, he's well known as a European Union man who puts the European Union ahead of the nations. Therefore, he would be a very desirable leader in the future.
And could well be that super president should they elect such a political leadership role for somebody there in the European Union. Well, Rob, always we look at a scenario that sounds very much like the revived Roman Empire coming together and the Antichrist taking charge of it, does it not?
Oh, it always reminds us of that, so we keep watching it week by week.
Keep watching the Word of God and current events as they both line up together. Dr. Rob Congdon, he's the man who gives us our European Union update. We need him every week to stay abreast of what's happening, and that's why we get a hold of him. Rob, thank you so very much. Talk again next week.
We'll look forward to it. Lord bless.